WQDJ96.
KI7, QMD Mobile listening on 19.
This is W2PUT listening.
Hey, DMH Mobile Grand Rapids.
Hey, me too.
I didn't catch the go again.
I said, hey, me too.
Oh, yeah, where are you at?
Just got off Walker from 96.
I'm just crossing into Walker City Limits right now on northbound 131.
Northbound? You're going the wrong way, mister.
Nah, I gotta get on the M and head over towards Freeland. I was gonna take M6, but I was like, nah, that sounds like an ice nightmare.
Did you say Freeland?
Yeah. Started over in Holland, and I'm headed towards Freeland, and then I'm heading to Travers after that.
What the heck are you going to do in Freeland? The only thing there's the airport.
MDOC. The SRF facility.
Say MDOC. Yeah, I think at this point, I probably would have stayed on the expressway and just ran the expressway over and went around that way. Just come across 46. And the roads are bad, but the drivers are worse. 35 mile an hour.
Yeah, I was on 196, and it was mostly 5 to 10 miles an hour. I think it took me like an hour and a half just to get to GR from Holland.
Man, it's only 9 o'clock. Where'd you start out at this morning?
Started at 8, or 7:30, 8 o'clock-ish. I don't remember. I just kind of ate breakfast at the hotel and left.
Okay, you stayed down here then. Gotcha. Hey, well, I'm back in here. You don't open my doors, so you get unloaded. So, catch you later. Have to figure out what that site was. St. Joe Vent Harbor, whatever. I don't remember what they said the name of it was, but one of these days, KBSWR.
Yeah, I put a bug in our service managers here, so we'll see what transpires with that. Hey, DMH. Hey, DMH Mobile, Cascade.
And a DMH from W2PUT.
Good morning, sir. How are things?
Oh, not too bad here. Been kind of listening in on the system. Much longer, we're gonna head out into the into the Arctic outdoors here. In the home office here in Milan, gotta head up to Ann Arbor for a council ATP with the state. You know, it's kind of easing into the day. I haven't wanted to get going on too much on the desk, knowing that I'm heading out.
Right on. Jumping my way over to Freeland from Holland right now. I'm in 96 East, and just got to watch a car go straight into the guardrail. on the left side.
Always more entertaining to watch someone else do it than being the person that does that. Yeah, you guys' road conditions are probably a little worse over there than they are around our neck of the woods here. I guess you either got a phone call or maybe I dropped out. W2PG.
All right, hopefully I'm making it. I don't know if I had a bad phone signal or what.
Oh, you're going in on a DMR hotspot. Okay. I was thinking you were into one of the Peters over there. That would make sense if Land of Cellular gave out on you.
Yeah. That's probably what happened. But, well, we're finally speeding up a little bit. But, the visibility is crap, and the roads are as well. So, fun times here in Kentwood. That's where it's crossed into the city limit. So, I really should not have made the trip down here on Monday. That was horrible. I really should have just turned around and said, screw this, I'm not doing that, but that was a rookie mistake, I guess.
Oh, man, I am glad that Monday was a company holiday, because, yeah, it was not a great day out there. I was kind of surprised things were quiet at the fire station. And, actually, you know, knock on wood, they've been quiet here today. Haven't heard any medicals or crashes, for that matter, so. I'm thinking the road up to Ann Arbor won't be too terribly bad. It's been kind of quiet. You know, but the snow here has been fairly light. Consistent, but light, so. No whiteouts or anything. Of course, there is that, hell of a big crash over on the west side there on Monday. Oh my gosh, yeah, that was crazy. Made me glad I was over here.
Yeah, right. I saw that when I was about to make my trip down from north. Started in Petoskey. Actually, started in Traverse. Went up to Petoskey. Had a job up there. And from Petoskey went all the way down to Holland. Instead of taking 131, it took 37 south on the US 10 and then hopped on the 31 south. And kind of did that rigmarole. Yeah. I actually had to call downstate and I was like, hey, are we still doing this? Like, this is a war zone. Like, this is kind of sketchy. And they're like, oh yeah, we're still doing it. But, we got it all finished up yesterday, so. There's a bunch of updating the R36.6, I think it was. It's a problem with the Apex 4500s. And then, some of the videos that did end up getting bricked. They had dash mounts in their loaner radios from Moto. So they had to pull those out and hook up the remote mounts and everything again and throw all the portables, because I guess that was, it was all done in RM server, so it was just plug and go, which makes the process a little easier.
Hey there, Jeffro. Oh, man. Yeah, you got pulled into that mess over there. Oh, yeah, I have an awareness of that. One of the other PMs, Bert, got pulled into dealing with that. I'm glad it wasn't me. That sounded like that was a hot mess over there with that firmware update that had to happen. Yeah, our mission for today, well, a couple of guys are coming across from Lansing to do the console ETP, and he hasn't called to say, I'm turning around and heading back, so at this point, we're still on target for being up there at 10:30. Hey, go ahead, Jeff, pick it up, W2PUT.
Hey, them two nodes I talked about yesterday, the VHF and the UHF, are both in the red again today. They worked yesterday, but they're in the red today. I tried to disconnect from one of them and connect to one of the other nodes directly, and it's still in the red. Any ideas?
That's a good question. I don't know. Might be something going on in the cell network. I do know that there was weird stuff going on with ASL yesterday and some of the servers. I frequently pop into the bubble chart to see how things are connected, because sometimes there's things that show up on the bubble chart that do not show up in Supermon. And, you know, there was a period of time there where we just kept getting a timeout and a server error coming back from that mode. So, you know, there was, it was about maybe an hour, 20 minutes to an hour. Wasn't sure exactly how long, so I was doing other stuff on that. But I know that there was some weirdity going on in the ASL world yesterday, because, you know, the bubble chart and that stuff, you know, it pulled that off of the servers. So, you know, from the statistics reporting and whatnot. So, you got me. There's so many things that could be. Who knows? Maybe somebody knows. I'm not that somebody, though.
Yeah, apparently I lost internet connection, so I didn't hear a pretty part of what you said. But, yeah, it worked yesterday. Connected to the VHF hub and the UHF hub in Ann Arbor. It's just M3. It worked yesterday, and now today it's back in the red. When I try to connect to, say, one of the directly, like, you know, Bay City repeater, it stays in 2. It just has to do with them nodes, and I don't know why, but I was hoping somebody would have an idea.
I was having issues with ASL yesterday and Monday. I was trying to get our digital patch to connect back up, and it was just like, yeah, nope, I don't want to do that today. I actually had to restart node like 3 times. And then I had to issue the connect command like 3 times, and eventually it thought about it. So, I don't know, weird stuff going on.
Yeah, well, I was just able to plug the bubble chart off of the hub here. Believe it or not, I actually keep Supermon for the hub here up on my secondary computer on the desk, along with several other Supermon pages. But, you know, I think they've had some registration server problems, because that's the only explanation. Unless there's stuff going on out in the ether where, there's routing issues in the internet, and, you know, maybe things aren't being routed properly, or, you know, there's, ports being temporarily blocked or something, but, yeah, some word going on. Yeah, yesterday when there was some guys on talk, and there's a dude over in the Detroit metro area who's going in through, he's trying to see where he was connected in, because it showed him coming in through there's a VPC node, which, interestingly enough, in Supermon, it shows 146.64 in Bel Air, but if the bubble chart comes up, which eventually it did, it wouldn't yesterday for a while. It shows the same call sign, but over Royal Oak. I wasn't sure whether it was coming in through where it was coming in. You know, something was daisy chained. I was just plain old curious, but who can say?
Okay, I just brought up my asterisk through WinFCP, and the one node I was trying to connect to actually has the 531, and it's got the IP address and stuff in here, so it's not pulling it from anywhere. It's actually, that one's in the node itself with the IP address. I guess I'm confused as to why that one won't connect either.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed, I don't know what it is about that, about our northern hub, is it does not refresh the names. Like, it doesn't pull the new node names from AllStarLink. What are you flashing your high beams at me for, dude? You're way behind me. Alright. Anyway. I don't know why, but it just won't pull any new node names. Like, when I brought 147.26 online, it doesn't pull the name for it. It just says null. When I brought 147.34 online, it says null. It doesn't update the node names, and I can't figure out why. It doesn't make any sense.
I connected to the node. I connected to the northern hub node, but it won't let me connect to the MI1 or MI2 or any of the local repeater nodes directly, so... That's my my wondering. It even lets me connect to the DMR patch. So I'm baffled.
Yeah, since you've got the static IP in your RPT config, you would think that the ASL registration shouldn't have an effect on that, but. Yeah, weird things. And yeah, I noticed that about some say null. Now, the node I'm on right now, that actually shows correct. I've got I call it my test repeater here. So that actually is showing correct. But, like when I bring up my notes when I'm at our place in Akiak, it shows my call sign, but it totally shows the wrong information associated with the node. It's like, that's weird. On the fire pager, well, first crash on MUX-23. I gotta head back shortly here. Just hit the warm-up button on the Jeep. It's like, well, I will not be taking northbound 23 because that's right in my path. So, you know, traffic's going to be hosed up. Maybe I'll just take Carpenter Road and we'll head on up. It'll be too busy.
Yeah. Unless it's, I think the northern hub actually comes out of the data center too, right? So, I don't know why it won't let me connect to one or two. Am I one or two? I don't get it. Drake?
Yeah, I don't know. Some weird stuff. I think the northern hub just needs to be rebuilt. Something really funky is funky with it. I don't know why, but yeah, like I was saying, if everything is set correctly to pull the new node name records and everything from ASL, but it just won't. Why is 145.11 keying in like that? Well, that's another problem, child. Never ends.
The guy that built the northern hub, do you?
Yeah, I've on occasion had weird things happen where it was easier to just re-image and start over. Hubs are the, unless you got a lot of static IPs in your repeat config. Hubs are easy because you don't have any audio levels or crap too at the moment. Alright, I want you guys to carry on. It's time for me to start getting my act together here to head on up to Ann Arbor, WTPUT.
Alrighty, have fun.
Jeff, where's your next stop? I hope you don't gotta go on 96. It's a disaster area out here.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go to Muskegon and then Monroe.
Well, if you're going west, I don't know how 96 is going west, but eastbound is a nightmare. Can't be squat. Everybody's driving with their headlights off because they're morons. And the visibility is just terrible. And it's just straight ice. I might, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to keep continuing. This is ugly.
That's why they pay you the money, Drake.
Oh. I don't know. I might be, there may be some hazard pay in order for this week. This is pretty bad.
Yeah. What do you do? It's supposed to be really cold back this weekend. Tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow or something, it's supposed to be really, really cold. Hopefully, a couple more days of this will be done, and spring will be here.
I think you got some wishful thinking there, bud.
Sounds good on paper.
Well, of course it does. Everything sounds good on paper.
Yeah. Hopefully I get this thing figured out. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I did get some new toys over the past week. A good buddy of mine and a ham friend actually passed away last month, and he willed all of his ham equipment to me. And in that lot of ham equipment was a Icom 7100, never taken out of the box, never used. So I got to play with that on Sunday for a little bit, and then I had to pack up and leave first thing in the morning and head up to Petoskey the next day. So I haven't really had to play with it a whole lot, other than I set it up, put a few memories in it, and that's about it. Holy criminy there, car hauler. I don't know if I'd be going that fast, man. Good luck trying to stop.
All right, I think I'm empty. I'm going to jump out. Give it a sub here.
Later, Jeff. We'll be out here for a while. Hey, DMH Mobile, eastbound I-96 and the nightmare.
WE2PUT Mobile.
And the evidence to support the finding.
KF4JIQ.
Hey,
DMH. Can you see why I asked her,
man? Hey, DMH Mobile. Basically driving in a blizzard. We're on I-69 eastbound.
Where are you heading? You heading to Lansing?
I passed Lansing. I'm headed towards, Freeland right now. Still got about an hour and a half, and the max speed I've reached is maybe 50. Nobody's got their headlights on. I can't see jack squat, and it's like I'm driving on an ice rink. It's a good time here. Lots of vehicles in the ditch. It's real fun.
Wow. I didn't know it was supposed to be that bad down the state, but I guess it is today. It's sunny. I just got on the 131 North here at Old 131, and it's sunny and beautiful out.
Oh, come on, man. I don't... Whatever. I need that right now.
Well, you got something to look forward to on your way back. Roads are solid up here. 131's all solid off. completely black ops, bare black ops. So something to look forward to when you head back this way.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, that's if I make it to Freeland in one piece, and if I make it out of Freeland in one piece. So, still got an hour and a half of this stuff, and, yeah, this is about as bad as it was on Monday.
Well, I'm bad, yeah, Monday was, I know, it was bad. So, wow. And I heard we're supposed to get some men tonight, too. So, hopefully, I don't even know what to do, but, so, we have another couple storms coming in.
I got most of it, but yeah, you were pretty rough. Well, good deal. At least you got sunshine. We're currently doing 35 miles an hour here on the interstate, and nobody knows how to turn on their headlights, so I just kind of cruise along, and then I'm like, oh, hey, look, there's a car there. Cool.
Well, be careful. Just watch for stop traffic. I was wondering if I was making it in. What are you using to get into the system here?
Spray again.
What device are you using to get into the system?
I'm using a five-star hotspot, and I'm coming in via Yaesu System Fusion. We've got a multi-mode reflector hooked up and patched into the network.
Okay, well, I had a couple of those. I should probably throw one in my truck. It'll help me out a lot.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. Going by the Okemos exit here. And traffic is slowing down even more.
I'm currently coming through the Bethany repeater right now, and I'm at 113 and 131.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, once you get up that hill and kind of start hitting into Kingsley, it's where 26 starts to hit better, and at least on the receive. I know you can hear it okay down that way, but the receiver is just struggling.
Yeah, I noticed that. Are you sure the duplexers are all set up good on all these?
Yeah, they're doing good, especially at 2-6. I've actually got a 6-cavity duplexer there, and it's got plenty of separation. There's just a lot of noise up there. My portables are gas up there with how much interference there's up there, so that's why I'm going with loaded receivers that are off the site.
Okie dokie. Well, I assume I'm still making it in. I was surprised, and I was at all anyway, quite a ways from Crystal Mountain, although the hill's way up there, so. We're almost in the Fife Lake now. I'm probably going to lose it when I get down in this hole.
And both of you guys are sounding really good, WRHA.
I'm coming in over digital, even cellular, so I'm either here or I'm not here. That's how my signal is. And, yeah, he's over, he's rolling in towards Smith Lake, so. Just cranking along. Go ahead, Rob.
I won't butt into your conversation there. Yeah, you're both sounding pretty good. He's starting to get a little bit of a fry, but you're both sounding really good. B8REJ, I'm clear, and I'll be listening.
B8REJ, where I'm at in South. I'll sign off if I'm still making it in. You guys have fun. Thank you, safe out there. We'll catch you on the flip side here. I'll be listening out.
Sounds good, Ryan. You have a good one, and stay safe out there. And I will try to do the same. Hey, DMH Mobile. And Rob, have a good one as well.
Take care.
And it's DMH Mobile. Hey, DMH Mobile.
Hey, KCV, in the toy box.
Hey, good morning. We're down here. I honestly don't know where I am right now, but we're somewhere on Interstate 69. Eastbound, it's ugly, but we're surviving.
Heading toward Port Huron?
Not quite, heading towards Freeland.
To live in the metropolis of Brown City down there, which isn't too far north of that road. This is KDHKCV, name here is Dave, and I'm up here south end of the Pigeon River Forest. Just north of Johannesburg, and sitting here playing around with my radio. I made a new coil and stuck it out on my HF antenna. Was checking that out, and I just got done was shutting the shack down and heard you holler out. What kind of rig you driving?
I was driving a little service vehicle. Well, it's kind of hard pressed to call it a service vehicle. It's a Chevy Equinox, and I work for Telerad, and we're Motorola service partner, center, dealer, whatever you want to call it. So I'm actually headed to Freeland for a service call. I was down over in Holland doing some work on a big project with some of our crew from downstate, and then after that I'm headed back home towards Traverse City.
Hi, Roger. Years ago I spent some time on the road myself, but I got out of that business. I was hauling pressurized fuels out of Houston, running six states out of Texas, and I just didn't like carrying that stuff. But that's a nice little ride you got to scoot around on, though. My wife's got an Equinox, and that's a pretty nice car.
Yeah, that's okay. It's not large enough to really call a service vehicle, unfortunately, but I manage. And if you don't have proper snow tires, the all-wheel drive system is interesting, to say the least. It primarily drives front-wheel drive, and then when it detects that you're slipping, it just suddenly slams the rear wheels into motion, and then if it happens while you're going around a corner, it swings the back end around, which is kind of fun.
My wife used to drive down to the hospital in Grayling. We live northeast of Gaylord, and when she got her first their new Equinox, it's an 18, but she'd been driving it, and one of her parents passed away down in Ludington, so I drove down there. And driving back, we were hitting some pretty nasty roads, and I'm going to be honest with you. I raced dirt cars for quite a while, and I raced motorcycles too, but I had a hard time hanging onto that car coming up from Clare up the freeway there to 75. I mean, it was actually treacherous. And I got a set of Bridgestone tires for it. And what a difference. I mean, difference of night and day. But I felt so bad that she was driving that car that long. And them tires that came on it were junk.
And I think this has got some, I don't know, Bridgestone. They're not even snow tires. They're all seasons. And I mean, I'm just scooting along here doing about 50, 55 on the interstate here. And, I mean, it's solid ice, but the back end is just waggling all over the place. It's not quite sure what it wants to do.
Off.
I didn't catch that.
The option of turning the traction control off. And when you do that, you make it more like a rigid four-wheel drive vehicle is what I was asking, wondering. I know on her 18 she can.
I can turn it off, and I can also turn off the stability control. I haven't really messed with that a whole lot other than one time I got stuck, and I just turned stability control and traction control off and gave it a lot of gas, and about 30 seconds later I got myself unstuck. So, anyway, That's not really something I want to mess with right now while I'm on the road. that's something more I would want to try out in the in a parking lot to see how it behaves. But right now I've got so much traffic around me, it's yeah.
Oh, I understand. There's certain places to figure things out. There's certain places to stick with what you got. I understand that. The thing with the traction control and the stabilizer circuits in the vehicle, if one wheel slips, it tells the other one to grab. And when you turn your traction control off, that becomes more stable and you don't have shifting from one wheel to the other. Our driveway is about a half mile long, and it's kind of uphill. And when it gets slippery, if the traction control is off, like if our driveway was just ice, you really need that traction control off to get up the hill. But when you turn that off, you're back to basic driving again. The computer is not going to assist you if you go into a slid.
Yep, understood there. I'm going to have to let you go here. I can barely see the vehicle in front of me. And I got to figure out where my exit is. I need DMH Mobile.
Thanks, KDA-KCB. Have a safe trip, my friend. Maybe we'll hear you again down along. Take care. Drive safe. 73, KDA-KCB.
73, DMH Mobile.
W8F5, KDA the Mobile, running around Traverse City in the snow. Good afternoon.
DMH Mobile.
Good afternoon from W2PZ.
Oh, it is a good afternoon because I'm finally going home. How's it going?
It's not going too bad here. We're back in the office. Our console ATP went as expected. I took the crew out to lunch and working on getting stuff down in the office. Yeah, the roads were definitely worse up around Ann Arbor than they are down towards Milan. But were they great? No. Were they terrible? Also no. But I suspect it's probably a lot worse over in your side of the state there.
No, I'm kind of on your side of the state now. I'm on US 10 now. I was over in Saginaw. To go diagnose a repeater issue. The issue is not, well, the repeater specifically, but the antenna slash feed line is absolutely cooked. So 50 watts forward and 25 reflective, and I would say that's pretty cooked.
Yeah, you don't have to be an expert to know that those are bad numbers. Makes you wonder, is it antenna and feed line, or is it just antenna? And, you know, until you get someone to climb, it's tough to say. Unless when you put the wire here at the bottom, there's water in the connector, then you know what you got to deal with.
Yeah, I've been there. I undo the connector from the polytaser, and it just starts dripping, and I'm like, well, I don't need to do any further diagnosing. I know exactly what our problem is. Unfortunately, it's the time of year where it's a very inconvenient thing to do that.
Yeah, this is not a great time of year for folks to be climbing. But, you know, when you find water at the bottom, it makes it easy because, yeah, you know, you don't have to waste any further time on it. That's an expensive fix, though. Oh gosh, I'm having a flashback to my days at the radio shop in Buffalo. We had a UHF community on the High Street machine, it was called. It was right across from Buffalo General Hospital, which actually had equipment on top of there too. But it was at the top of the stairwell on a high rise apartment building. And you took the elevator to the top floor and just went up one more. One more set of stairs to the top. It was all about, I don't know, 25 feet, if that, of half inch. Didn't make sense for 7/8. and an old school station master on it. Unhooked the antenna from the, or, you know, the line for at the bottom of the antenna. It's like, oh, there's a lot of green crust in here. You know, but there wasn't, it wasn't wet. So, it was a PL-259. That tells you how old the station master was. So I took my little flat blade screwdriver, my little tweaker, stuck that up there to spin it around, clean out some crust, which you could do with a 259. I'd spin the thing twice, pull it down, and the center pin was stuck to the screwdriver. It's like, well, yep, game over.
Yeah, probably lived the first life. So, there you go. Oh, just rolling into clear here on 10. It's been a long day of driving. And I'm ready to be home now. I'm sure my cat's ready for me to be home because, my neighbor went to check on him. But yeah, he's been screaming for like 30 minutes. Now, he likes to do that when he's bored. He does that when I'm home, too. I dropped in on the ALEXA in the living room. I had my neighbor put on some cat TV for him to keep him less bored. I guess that wasn't quite enough because he was still yapping. So, well, I'll be home in about an hour and a half, so he'll be fine.
Yeah, our cat doesn't really get bored like that. Of course, cat has a point mate. We've got two of them, so. They keep each other company. Well, that and the three dogs. they're never lonely for that type of companionship. When we're traveling, though, it's sometimes tough when we're gone for a few days to arrange care for the dogs. You know, 'cause the cats, you know, somebody can drop in, throw some food in the bowl. Our guys just kind of graze when they're hungry. We've been lucky. We don't have one, but as soon as the food's down, they will eat every little bit of it. You know, we can just keep the food bowl full, and they take care of regulating themselves. And we've had cats over the years where you could not do that, but these guys are pretty good about it. But the dogs, yeah, they have to go out multiple times a day and be fed. So. It is a challenge when we're doing some traveling because of the dogs.
Understood there. That's kind of why I have a cat. I travel quite a bit, so having a dog would make that a bit of a pain. See you, bye. There we go. Hopping on the 115. The roads here aren't too bad. They're just mostly wet. There's a little bit of slush in the left lane. But just chilling. 96 and I-69 was a completely different story. That was white knuckle on the steering wheel, and the back end of the Equinox was fishtailing for about 90% of that drive.
Yeah, that doesn't sound pleasant. Yeah, talking with Todd, it sounds like he didn't have the greatest drive across from Lansing, but it also wasn't the worst. He was there on time, no problem. I just pulled up the camera for the house up north, up in Yock, and not snowing there right now, but the work phone just started ringing. You might be able to hear that in the background. I gotta answer that, so I'll catch you later. WTPT.
Yeah, alright, sounds great. And you can give each mobile. And you can give each mobile. ATMH Mobile.
ABUNFK. Sorry about that. I was working on my YSF to DMR and got things mixed up.
No worries. I was just seeing kiosks and I was like, I thought something was broken.
No. I thought I was connected to a different talk group, but sorry about that. Yeah, everything sounded good on this end.
Alright, sounds good. Carry on, sir. Any EMH mobile.
KBFK.
Hey, Drake, you out playing on the snow today? WAFIK.
I've been playing in the snow way too much.
I know you have. I've been hearing you running all over the place. Where are you at today?
I'm just going through the intersection of M115 and M66 right now. First started in Holland, went all the way over to Saginaw. Looking at a repeater issue. Diagnosed to be bad feed line and antenna. And now I'm going home.
That sounds like way too much fun for one person. It's kind of snow here in Traverse, but not too bad. People are driving pretty sanely for Traverse City.
Wow, that never happens. It's not pretty good here. I don't even know where I am. I'm really in the middle of nowhere right now. It's snowing pretty good. There's a little bit of snow and slush on the roads, but traffic's moving along 50, 55 miles an hour, so nothing too crazy.
Alright, well, you know how to drive. I'm almost home, just wanted to say, hey, be careful out there. W8FIK, see ya.
Tom, good for ya. 73, AMH, hold.
KI7, QMD Mobile, listening on a 19.
KF8FGZ, KF8FGZ, this is KI7QMD. KF8FBZ, KF8FBZ, this is KI7QMD Mobile.
KI7QMD, you copy K8WQK.
Pete, good afternoon. This is Rick, KI7QMD, China. Trying to call a new ham, Olivia. She's got her license, and it's been a month or so, and I haven't heard from her on the radio. I work with her, but I haven't heard from her on the radio, so I keep calling and hope she's listening. How are you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Yeah, you know, I had to get out and shovel just a little bit this morning. We don't play cards this afternoon. We got a pretty good group in the winter. A couple days a week play euchre. And, yeah, other than that, not doing a whole lot. Definitely staying warm and dry.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I made the pilgrimage to Harbor Springs this morning. I'm on my way home. Going to run through Petoskey and pick up a shirt from the cleaners. And then I don't know whether I'll go the 31 or the 131. You never know. Keeps it interesting. But good to hear you out there, sir. Glad you're doing well. And I just learned to play euchre a couple weekends ago. Don't know if I completely learned, but it's an interesting game, and I would suggest that anybody who has played high-low jacks, You have to really twist your way of thinking because it's different and similar all at the same time.
Okay. Well, you got me confused. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever played high-low jacks. If I have, I don't remember it. You know, you talk about which way to go home, but I'm looking at the weather radar here, and yeah, it's a coin toss. There's a couple of bands of snow coming off the lake, but yeah, it's getting all the way to 131 too. So yeah, you'll have mostly good travels, but a couple of snow falls.
It'll probably turn into whatever way I turn when I come out of the cleaners will be my orientation to get home. I'm going to leave it to chance. Sometimes it's better like that. It's only a minute or two difference, you know, as long as there's no traffic. So, but that's my day. Just heading by the airport here in Harbor Springs, and on my way home. So I'll go back to listening and see who the heck is out there. But if anybody else wants to talk, I'm out here listening along. So 75th Peak, KI7 QMD Mobile. Back to listening.
You bet, Rick. 73, drive safe. Stay WQD.
And then KOP Mobile.
And KOP Mobile. Anyway,
DMH. If you collect these things, you can reprogram them and use them for high altitude balloons in the amateur bands. They're running in the around 400 megahertz, between 400 and 403 megahertz, but they can be reprogrammed to in the AM band. And recently, they've been making it across the lake from Green Bay. All of the ones from Green Bay in the last 3 or 4 days have made it across the lake and are landing. Some of them, a few of them have landed in Benzie County. So, if that's something you're interested in, just take a look at it. And I'll have my station up once the snow is gone. So, that's all I got. We'll catch you guys later.
Okay, Kip, very good. Thanks for checking in this evening and the information about the weather satellites. I don't know. somewhere in the back of my head that says government property on it. I don't know. But anyway, that's all I know. All right, let's see. John, AB9N, take it away and stand by Bob.
Okay, AB9NN and the BarfNet. Good evening to everybody on the BarfNet. And yeah, Rob, I think you're right. I think on those weather balloons, I think on the radio transmitters, I think there's documentation on the face of the transmitter asking you to return those to the National Weather Service, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. I haven't actually seen one, but I have heard over the years that people find them every once in a while out in the wild around Benzie and Manistee County. Not too much going on tonight. Got a little snow shoveling done, duper scoopering, I should say. And let's see, what else? Got some chapters in my book read. And got some video course training on Python done, did a chapter on that, and been into object-oriented programming section of it, which is kind of interesting. Understanding it relatively well, so we'll see what use I'll make of that in the future. Not too much else going on. Everybody sounding loud and proud. Just hunkering down for the cold. It's supposed to be very cold for our barf breakfast. So hopefully everybody has safe travels into that on, I guess that's coming up this Saturday. So with that, back to net control from 89NN, John and Beulah.
That would be next Saturday, John the 31st. Did you get that, John?
Roger, thanks.
Okay, very good. Yeah, well, we finally got dug out here. We literally had, I had 20 inches of snow standing on the top of the car. Total. It's been that long since we moved it. So, anyway, we got her dug out. The guys come over and plowed us out early this morning. So we were able to get out finally and go get the mail and go get the groceries there at the post office. So, okay, this is W8REJ. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. And we're going to continue on with Bob, KB8. Yes, CJ, take it away and stand by John Noach.
Yeah, good evening, Rob. Everybody else out there on the net tonight, this is KB8FCJ. Very cold, snowy day. About those weather balloons, interesting fact. I think it was 2019, there was an airplane that crashed in Lake Michigan about 7 miles out from Frankfurt. And CERT was involved in walking the beach looking for debris to see if there's any debris showed up, you know, parts of the aircraft or even human remains. And one thing was found was a little cube. I'd say it was probably 6 by 9 or something like that. It was U.S. Weather Service, part of a weather balloon. It had a piece of Mylar attached to it. There was instructions to return it to the Weather Service. I was turned into emergency operations office. Frank Post was emergency manager then. I assume he sent it in. And then, at first we thought it was part of the aircraft because it had Boeing written all over it. And then it had the Weather Service NOAA on it and everything, so it was determined it was a weather balloon, not part of the aircraft. So I assume he sent it in. And it was kind of interesting. Never seen it like that. It wasn't. I personally didn't find it on the beach. I was run radio ops at end of Grace Road on the stairs there, steps. But it was kind of interesting. It was something we weren't expecting to find, but it was kind of interesting that we did find that. So I have an announcement later for my next round. So I'll send it back to you, Rob. KB8FCJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. We'll be waiting for your announcement on the second go-round here. So, okay, this time it's John with an H. KF8KK. Take it away, John.
Okay, KF8KK here, and very good all around. Before I get into my programming adventures this week, Bob, your ears must have been ringing earlier this week because I was working on a new app Apple has called SF Symbols for making icons of sorts. Those funny little pictures that depict things that hopefully will eliminate the need for having different languages underneath the functionality. Little pictures of a car or something like that. And the file type is a .svg file. You're SVG, not SVG. So, oh well, close enough. Maybe you change your call to SVG, but whatever. Yep, so John without an H is working on Python, I'm working on Swift. Object-oriented. John, you're going to love that once you fully grasp that. I'll tell you, the difference between procedural and objective programming is it does take a bit of time to wrap your head around it. But once you do, you know, it's pretty good. It's sort of like the difference between taking a classroom full of kids and having them all file in and out of the room, single hand, single file, versus having a room with 10 different doors and having them go out whichever doors they want and come in whichever doors they want when they can. Or something like that. It took me a while to figure it out, but once you get used to it, you will. It's the key behind multi-threading and multi-processor and all that other great stuff. It's the key to being able to rub your tummy and eat and speak at the same time. And I got a question for you, John. If you're bringing that EatKit scope to the meeting on the 31st or whatever day that is, can you tell me what model EatKit scope that is so I can look and see if it's got a test point on the front? If it does, I'll just bring a little jumper cable and I won't bother bringing a signal generator. And if you could plug it into your outlet first, so verify that it does come up and make some sort of display or something like that. With that, not much to say. Back to you, Rob, and hope you've had a good week. KFAKK.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, we've been staying in the house, staying warm, and I've got a new book here. It's a copy of the translated Ethiopian Bible that was translated from their language into English, and I'm just getting started on it. It's really interesting. It really is. So, all right, we are at the bottom of the list the first time through here. This is the Barf Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net. I am W8REJ. Is there anyone that would like to join? If so, come with your call sign and your name slowly, please, so I can write it down.
WNAP Larry Marilla.
Drake, November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel, Traverse City.
Zero, Delta 8, Hotel, November, Tango.
Kilo Station, come again with your call.
Yes, Kilo Delta 8, Hotel, November, Tango. Tom and East Jordan.
Okay, Tom, got you that time. Yeah, I had a little bit of interference there when you between the Delta and the 8. So anyway, okay, anyone else? Okay, Mike, you're broken up very bad. Can you try that call again? Was anybody able to copy him?
Yeah, that's Mike Kilo Delta at Romeo Echo Hotel. He's in Kingsley.
Give me the call again, please.
Are you asking for the call again?
Yes, please.
Yep. Yeah, his call is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, and he said he's in and out.
Okay, thank you. I got him in and out. Anyone else? Okay, here we go. Round number two. And we're going to go back to the top. Mary is the one and done. She's listening. Hi, Mary. Kip, AE5IB, take it away and stand by John with no end.
Yeah, from what I understand, radio sons are not expected to be returned. They sometimes put the notice on them just so that people know they're not a bomb or something like that that's landing in their field. But, there's a lot of people that collect those for other amateur radio things to do. Especially high altitude balloons, which I'm hoping to be doing some this summer, maybe. So that's why I'm interested in collecting some. And that's all I got. I got to get to my other meeting. Well, you guys have a good evening, and we'll see you a week from Saturday.
Okay, very good, Kip. Thanks for the info. AE5IB, we're glad you checked in, and we'll see you later. And let's see, John with no H, 89NN, take it away and stand by, Bob.
Okay, 89NN, returning to the BarfNet, and yeah, Kip, if I run across one of those, I'll have to dig into it a little bit, see what it says on the face of it, and maybe give one of the guys at the National Weather Service a call and see what they have to say, just to verify. Don't want to be accused of a federal crime by any means. My license is too valuable for that. Let's see. Not much else going on. Oh, John. One of these days, maybe tomorrow, I'll go out in the preseason room and bring the scope in and take some pictures of it and take a picture or two of the manual and get that information out to you via email and see if we can figure it out from there before I haul it in. And Bob, thanks for letting me know that the BarfNet was not this Saturday. For some reason, I was thinking it was this Saturday and it was going to be a very cold event. So glad I don't have to make that trip in that cold of weather. So that's a good thing. Okay, I guess that's about all I got. So back to Net Control for maybe 9. And then John and Beulah, stay safe in the cold when it comes, guys.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, we're gonna stay hunkered down here. We've got enough victuals and we've got heat and we have water, so we're all set till spring, actually. So anyway, all right, Bob, KB8 SVJ, your turn, and then John with an H again.
Yeah, I just want to make everybody aware that next Tuesday, the 27th of January, Cherryland Amateur Radio Club out of Traverse City is having a special presentation from Ed Fong. Ed Fong is a antenna builder, designer, expert. I guess he's a hell of a nice guy. One of our club members that had dealings with him directly and arranged to have him do a presentation via Zoom for the club meeting next week. If you can't attend, you can get it on Zoom. I'd say go to their website, Cherryland Amateur Radio Club, cherrylandarc.com or something. Just Google it, you'll find it, and there's information on that. Also, in this month's newsletter, there's a very interesting article from Kevin Dupree, one of the club members, and he's actually vice president of the club. Very interesting article on antenna design and functionality, and a lot of good information in that article. So I just thought someone might be interested in reading about antennas and hearing a presentation by a world-renowned antenna expert, designer, on Zoom. So that's my announcement and public service for today. And that is next Tuesday, the 27th of January at 7 o'clock. Google Cherryland Amateur Radio Club and get all the information. And you can download the article from Kevin. It gives you a lot of information, too. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Rob, KB8 SVJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, thanks for the information, and we'll check in on it for the Cherryland group. And I did find a picture of that thing that NOAA, the weather station, sends up, and it says that this is a radio... Yeah, okay, whatever. And it's used by NOAA Weather, and it says that it is not dangerous, and it says please do not return to the radio sound to the National Weather Service recycle or disposal property. Please do not return the radio scope. Okay, yep, so I just, it was a very small print for you. Had a hard time reading it. Okay, let's see, John, KFA, KK, and standby Larry.
Oh,
Okay, very good, guys. And thanks, Bob, for passing along the info about next week. Ed Fong and Kevin Dupree needs a whole bunch of attaboys for all his great articles over the years. Very good on that. It's nice to have someone local that's got the talent to write. Outside of that, very good, John. I'll look forward to the Heathkit pictures. And Rob, even more so, look forward to talking to you about your Ethiopian Bible. I've got about 3 more months worth of my Babylonian Talmud before I switch to 2 other books, which are much shorter. And then I'm going to head down that same Ethiopian Bible as you are. I've got to figure out which one I'm going to get. And maybe you could help me in how you determined which actual published version of that that you got. You know, I'm trying to find the oldest English translation. Get as close to the real thing as you can. Outside of that, big hello to the rest of you guys. And just to let Drake know, I think it was last week, or I don't know, it might have been the 75-meter net, you made a comment about Windows 11 not doing anything, taking up 16 gig of RAM. That is still stuck in my craw. I'm sorry. There's something wrong there. I'll put my tinfoil hat on and figure that's some sort of... there's got to be some nefarious work going on there for it to take up that much RAM while you're not really doing anything. Jeez, old Pete, what has the world come to? Outside of that, you guys have a great week. Great talking to you. Back to you, Rob, KFAKK.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, the thing is that everything's spying on you now. Cell phone, your TV, computers, and all kinds of good stuff. And I have to apologize to Larry, Drake, and Tom because I forgot to let you guys go with it on the first time around. So I do apologize for that. Speaking of Larry, WN8P, stand by, take it and stand by Drake.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ, this is, and the group, this is WN8P, Larry. Well, I'm here, and it's pretty much been snowing all day, and I don't know if it snowed all night, but it certainly seems like like it did. You know, it snowed and then maybe quit for a while and then snow some more, and I can't see out my window looking to the south because it's dark. All I can see is it's like a mirror. I can see the reflection of the opposite wall here in my engineering room. Well, I'm working on my ADX project, and the ADX stands for, see if I get this, Arduino Digital Transceiver. And I was having some problem downloading the sketch, as I call it, that has, or that is at least opening it up and getting the operating stuff, I guess, from off the internet. Well, it turns out because I have a digital signal line from Calava Telephone Company, it's slow, and it would keep timing out. So I was communicating with this guy in Australia, and he was telling me things to try, and finally he said I couldn't figure it out. So I got on the internet and asked Grok, which is Elon Musk's AI machine. And he said, because you've got a slow connection, internet connection, he said you got a there's a time that you can increase the time. And sure enough, I changed it from I don't think it stated what it was, but I changed it to 300 seconds, or in other words, 5 minutes. And he said, Grok said, if that didn't work, change it to 600 seconds. Well, it worked, and I finally got the thing to going, and got my ADX project, the Arduino Nano programmed with.
Okay, Larry, WNAP, are you there?
Yeah, did I time it out?
Sure enough.
Okay, well, what I was getting at was I'm working on my ADX project. I had a problem getting the sketch loaded and the other stuff that was needed. And it was a matter of timing for the slow DSL that I have. It needed some more time, and so finally, yeah, I got more time stated, and it came through. Okay, W8REJ from W8P.
Okay, very good, Larry. Yeah, it's you've always got a project going. That's a good thing. There you go. Keeps you busy and out of the bars. That's for sure. Okay. All right. N8 GMN Drake, take it away and stand by Tom.
Yeah, N8 GMH. Good evening, everybody. Again, I think I haven't been. I don't know if I went already or not. Been doing a whole lot of other stuff in between, like figuring out this ICOM 7100. I was trying to play around with D-Star, and I was messing around with the D-Star list, or the repeater list, trying to add my repeater to it because it wasn't in there from the factory, so I was trying to manually add it, and it kept saying, call sign duplicate. And I said, no, it doesn't exist in here yet because it's not in the list. But it keeps thinking, claiming that it is, and it's a really fun time. So I reset the radio, like folded reset the radio, and tried to add it again, and it kept saying there was a duplicate, even though there was nothing in the list. I then imported my saved config file, which had all my old repeater list and everything, manually entered in, and then it worked. I don't know how the heck that made it work. It I don't know. I don't care anymore because it works now. And John, I figured out the 16 gigs of RAM while doing nothing. It's caching frequently used files in RAM to speed up operations. So it's my machine's got 32 gigs of RAM, and it's going to use up that much RAM to cache commonly used files, so that way if you open that file, it opens right away instead of taking a second, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense when you have an M.2 NVMe drive, because that's about as fast as some older RAM, which, I mean, I don't know why you would need that to be faster, but, well, okay. So far, I have not found a way to shut that feature off, but at least now I know what it is and why it's happening. And now you know something about the large amount of RAM usage on Windows 11 as well. So if you see that, it could be that, or you could be infected with some wonderful malware. It's a wonderful time. So, anyway, with that, back to that. Rob, you're doing a good job. Any image?
Okay, very good, Drake. And, yeah, I've got GNM here for some reason. I'll change it to DMH. Sorry about that. Okay, Tom, KD8, HNT, your turn.
Hey, good evening, everybody. radiation chief. Well, that sounds way too technical to, for this old guy. Just on my way home from work, just about ready to pull in the driveway here in a few minutes, and I work down in Saginaw, or actually, it's closer to Bay City. It's 141 miles old from home. Make that trip every day. And just listening to you guys, listen to the net, and figure I'd give you a check-in. Snow to be heck here close to home here. I live behind. My address is technically East Jordan, but I live between Boyne City and East Jordan. Actually, not very far from Boyne Mountain. And it is snowing like crazy right now. Almost hard to see at times. So, but it's not too awful cold. It's actually warmer. Pretty bad when you think 19 degrees is warmer, but it is warmer. But I hear Friday we're only supposed to get up like 1 degree above zero somewhere in there. But I don't have a whole lot. Just wanted to say howdy to everybody and just getting accustomed and acquainted with this repeater. We like to use it because my brother lives down in Hale, and we're able to go to the links, and he can talk to me all the way home. So it's really a nice outfit, so we definitely appreciate it. That's all I got tonight. Just ready to get home and get a little bite to eat and call him back. So, God bless you all, 73 Kitty and H&T. Appreciate you getting me in here.
Okay, Tom, and again, I apologize for missing you on the first go-around there. So, anyway, I'll be better. That's all I can promise. I'll be better. All right, see, the last one on the list was Mike, and he's gone. He was a one and done. Is there anyone that would like to join the BARF Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net before we close? If so, come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
November 9, Kilo Oscar Papa, N9KOP. Name's Cameron. I'm mobile, and I'm in Kern, Michigan. And I'm going to check in and out as I'm pulling in my driveway here.
Okay, that was N9KO, D as in David.
P as in Paul, P as in Paul.
But thank you very much, and join us anytime. That starts at 8:30 usually. So, okay, that is it for tonight. I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. Our BARFnet meets every Wednesday evening at 8:30 on this frequency. And in addition to this net, we meet for the BARF breakfast the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. And you walk in the front door and go straight back, and you'll see us sitting back there. All right, that's all I've got. I'll return the repeater to normal operation. The net is clear. I want to say God bless everybody out there that can hear my voice, and be safe if you're traveling. This is W8REJ, 73, I'm clear.
Hey, Cameron, this is Kennedy Tom, if you're still by the radio. I just want to say howdy, and I hope you had a great day, Kennedy.
Hey, Tom, good hearing from you. Yep. I just got home and cleaning the car out now. So good to hear from you. Travel safe. KDHNT and 9KOP. I'm clear.
Yep. Good hearing you too. Not the same thing here. Just getting home and getting going and warm up and get some pedals and hit the hay so I can be back up at 5 a.m. So just wanted to say howdy. 73.